service this morning.
很高兴可以跟大家一起来敬拜神。
I'm glad that I can make it myself.
我自己都不晓得我今天可以来讲得成。
Today I want to talk to you again. You know, I am not a teacher.
我不是一个老师。
I learned a long time ago. I teach, but I didn't have the gifts of teaching.
即使我也教过课，但是呢，我知道自己知道说我没有教书的恩赐。
And I recognize that I'm not really the pastor kind.
那我也不是那种牧养的那种人。
I pastored, but I learned that I didn't have those gifts.
没错，我是曾经牧会，但是我发现我的恩赐这方面也不足。
But I recognize that God called me to be an exhorter.
但是我知道神要我成为一个激励。
All down through my ministry.
我的服事呢，一直都是一个激励的一个这样的事。
I would love.To be able to comfort people and make them feel good.
我但愿我常常可以去安慰人，让人觉得说很好。
But most of my life, the Lord hasn't allowed me to do that.
但是神好像不容许我往这个方向。
And actually, an exhorter is one that tells you, I don't because all tell the truth, but one that shows you eternity more.
那这个激励者的意思是说呢，要来鼓动我们向着永生永恒来思考。
A woman one time said to me about her husband. She said, "You know, I love him, but I don't like him."
有一次，有一个妻子跟我说，我爱我的丈夫，可是呢，我不喜欢他。
Now our generation has become drunk on the love of God.
那这个时代呢，好像教会的弟兄姐妹沉溺在这个对神的那种恋爱中啊，好像哎呦，神的爱过于所有的一切，我就是喜欢享受神的爱。
And he does love man.
没有错，神是爱我们。
But he doesn't like what they've done.
但是神却不接受人的作为。
And he doesn't like the way they live.
而且他不希望他不接受人的那种生活方式。
And he's tried to show man.What this inner sin, this thing that Eve, when she chose and then Adam chose to accept it,
他不接受的，就是从一开始亚当夏娃所犯的这样的一个错误，所一直延续下来的，所以他一直要提醒我们。
We know that there was a time before the flood.
我们知道在洪水，挪亚的洪水之前。
Now, if you don't believe in the flood, then somebody has certainly blinded you.
那如果当中有人不相信这个洪水这个事情的话，那可能你的眼睛是有点盲瞎了。
Because even historians will tell you that in almost all tribes and nations, they have a flood story.
你可以去研究搜取一下。所有的这样的一个国家的历史呢，就是我们民族的历史，都会归宿到有一个洪水的这样的事情。
Even the Chinese wrote it in their character.
那我们的文字都表达有洪水这件事情。
So when they say there wasn't a flood story, I'm afraid they don't even understand history.
所以当你看着这个圣经的洪水的故事的时候呢，你认为说这个只是。故事而已的话，那你不懂什么叫做人类的历史。
We see God made man, he sinned.
那我们知道神造人之后，人犯罪了。
Years they continued to live.
那当然，我们还是活下来。
Now as you study God's word, you'll understand that through Seth, it went Shem or Seth. Anyway, through his son.
在亚当的后裔里面呢
，The love of God and the understanding of sacrifice was handed down.
那从亚伯，他是认识怎么样跟神有沟通关系的，结果他死了嘛，他被杀掉。接下来是赛特的后裔，但是就分成两支了。一支呢就变成好像跟神远离，一支呢就还知道神。
That sacrificed and loved and honored God.
从父母亲流传下来，他们知道说应该要献祭，要来跟神有交通。
But most of the people before the flood did not.
但是呢，问题是在那个洪水发生的那个世代之前，很多人就已经离开神了。
Actually, it says in the Word of God, their very imaginations.
到一个地步，这个世代的人连想象的都是恶。
They did all kinds of things then against God.
所以呢，所有的行为都是在抵挡神、触犯神。
So God became he became angry and said, these people are not worth the forest.
激起了神的这个愤怒，对罪的话，上次牧师也讲不听神的话。He
even said, "I regret that I made man."
到一个地步，让神的心非常的伤痛。他说：“我后悔造人啊。”But
the fact was that he went on with man through eight people, Noah.
但是神那个后悔里面呢，还是爱人的，所以他保留了八个愿意听他的话的人下来。When
Noah and his sons and daughters got off of the ark and began to make life again.
这个挪亚的后代，他们终于得救，然后从那个方舟出来之后。
Like man is, they multiply greatly.
一样的，在世上有很多的这样的后代在繁生。
God gave them one commandment, or gave him them a commandment: go and spread throughout the world.
这是神对人的心意，他说继续的去繁衍人的后代。
But they didn't. They built Babylon.
那他们的 目标呢，却转向要逐一个这个。他们呢，在这个地自己住的地方呢，开始拜偶像。So
God let them go on.
所以神也是一样，让他们再这样下去。For
2,000 to 3,000 years.
在经过了3000年之后。All
setting down His laws. He, you know, in other words, if you were Him, you would say, well, maybe if they lived under law and they had laws to follow, they would live for me.
神但愿他们可以照神的话去生活，所以呢，用了这个律法要来规范这些人，就像我们想说，弄下规矩，或许就可以好一点。Now,
I don't think that was what he thought, but I'm trying to explain.
这是人想法，不是神这样想，神知道他们做不到。So
he gave man these next 3,000 years.
所以呢，这在摩西之后就给了这个律法，4,000 years,
he gave them under law,
就让他们在这个律法的下面受约束，telling
them the things that they should do and not do,
告诉他们说什么该做，什么不该做。Very
carefully, very minutely, he taught them. This was the teaching.
很细节的神，就像个老师一样教导他的百姓说，这个不要去做，那个应该去做。
But they didn't follow.
但是呢，人还是一样不守规矩，不听神的话。
They did spread all over the earth.
没有错，他们在地球的四极呢，开始都有他们的后代。
Some of them followed God, many, many did not.
那一样的分成两支，一支是向着神走的，一支就是离开神而生活的。As
time went on, he saw, we saw as man, we couldn't live by laws.
那人自己心里面很清楚，我没有办法。We couldn't live by God saying, don't
do this.
我们没有办法守这个神的规范。
Those before the flood didn't have that.
那在洪水之前是没有律法的。They
weren't guided minutely. They were just taught to worship him and love him.
他们是借着父母亲流传下来的这种传统的敬拜神，用敬拜神来明白该怎么过生活。And
in God's working of man, he sent his son. And it became the age of grace.
所以呢，到了几千年后，神就用另外一个方法，就是让他的儿子到世上来，也是我们在过的圣诞节的意义哈。In the
age of grace, he sent Jesus to give us just the bare things to live by.
那主耶稣呢，给我们这个恩典，让我们可以来按照神的心意去做。
But he sent the Holy Spirit.
那之后，不但有耶稣基督带来恩典，还有圣灵要帮助我们、教导我们、引导我们去领受这个恩典。
Now man learned how they could get rid of their sins.
那人已经有办法可以知道怎么样去除神的罪。
To help us.
那我们连神自己都成为一个帮助者了。
And I believe many more have been saved during this time.
那当然，就在这样的一个恩典的时代，神的帮助下面，很多人得救，像我们一样。But
one of these days, this age is going to end like the other ages.
但是，就像洪水那个时候一样，我们不要忘记，这样的一个时代也会有一个结束。
And we're going to go into the millennium.
然后之后，我们就有一个千禧年了。
Now, Jesus,
就是耶稣要做王，要同。
Already put Satan and bound him in hell.
那个时候呢，这个魔鬼撒旦跟我们作乱的，破坏我们呢，将要被摔下去，将要被关起来。
Prophecy tells us he'll be there 1,000 years.
然后天先知预告我们说他会有1000年会被关起来。
Now in this millennial, it's going to go back to the age of the first.People will live 1,000 years or 90 years.
那在那一段时间里面呢，我们的年数呢，我们的寿数呢是很长的，像以前一样。
In the Old Testament tells us when they die at 100, it would be like a child dying.
那圣经里面曾经告诉我们说，如果在那个时候100岁的人死，就像一个 baby 一样而已，哈，像一个婴孩夭折一样而已。
Of course, many over 1,000 years populated the earth.
那当然，那一千年也会有很多人继续的延续下去。
Earth was going to be a little different.
但是那个时候的那个世代就不一样了。
Jesus was going to come, and he's going to rule them.
耶稣那一次是在他的降生之后的第二次再来，他要成为那个统治。
In other words, he's going to be there himself.
来自己成为君王，来在这个当中。
He has those that he has made over these people.
那这个当中主耶稣已经训练很多人预备很多人要跟他一起来掌权所以那个是1000年的一个时段
But at the end of 1,000 years he's going to allow Satan to be unloosened
1000年后撒旦魔鬼又被放出来了
And he's coming back to tempt
而且呢要出来
引诱 Before that, there was no temptation.
以前在那一千年是没有撒旦魔鬼嘛所以就没有试探就没有引诱
And he's going to tempt and he's going to gather a large army.
这一次来势汹汹
You understand what that means?
非常多的
There are going to be probably thousands that wouldn't follow Jesus.
就是引诱试探，以至于有千千万万呀。以前呢，曾经经过试探的，这一次会被引诱。
Jesus said, then he will dissolve them.
那到后来，当然耶稣他也是得胜的。
Do you know what that means?
那这是什么意思呢
？That means
那些是要被毁灭的。
That our sinful nature
意思是说，我们那个原来那个罪性。
Doesn't even need Satan to tempt us.
其实呢，不需要魔鬼撒旦。
That we try to make excuses that it's Satan that tempts us.
有时候我把这个罪归给那个魔鬼撒旦二势力。
But during the millennium, he will not be there to tempt.
但是这个千年当中是没有魔鬼撒旦，是被他们被绑手捆脚的。
But even with the presence of Jesus.
但是耶稣在那里的时候。
Even when everything is wonderful.
我们会认为说啊，那真的是一个太平时代。
You know, today we say it's the environment that makes them so bad.
有时候我们把这个责任归到这个环境太不好了。
But during that particular time of the millennial, the environment will be perfect.
在那一段时间啊，这个环境是完美的。
And there'll be no Satan to tempt.
没有魔鬼的作乱。
And yet sin is so strong in us.
但是人的罪性还是出现了。
And the power of sin is so real to us.
那个我们自己那个自由意志的那个太强了。
That there are thousands that will turn their back on Jesus to follow Satan when he comes back.
以至于
to defeat Jesus.
这个魔鬼撒旦在被放出来之后，马上就有好几千人就跟着他们了。
So when we say, "Oh, sin," you know, it's my weakness.
有时候我们说把这个罪这个不听神的话当作是一个软弱
Satan troubles me, tempts me.
都是魔鬼撒旦作乱
My environment here is so bad.
我的环境实在是
I can't serve the Lord.
太邪恶了以至于我没有办法站立得稳
Let me tell you, my friends,
亲爱的朋友
Satan, it is an environment.
不是魔鬼的责任
It's the sin
不是环境的责任是我们里面的罪性在我们的心里面的罪性。
Now Peter tells us this.
彼得这样告诉我们。
Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, he's talking about the world.
因为他精简很多，所以我们就
What manner of persons
are
you to be in holy conversation?
彼得后书三章十一节到十三节，或许我们可以修彼得。
Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt. with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness shall.
他刚才讲到挪亚的洪水哈，的那个洪水灭了这个世界，现在就是要讲这个来比照那个洪水哈。彼得，彼得后书三章十一到十三节这样说。I need to read the scripture, please. Yeah, they didn't read it. So, 这一切既然都要如此消化。等于说到后来的结束跟洪水的时候是一样的，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日天被火烧就消化了，有行止的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Now this was written by Peter.
这是彼得写的。
Now Peter had said in his letter, he said, I was an eyewitness. I saw Moses, I saw the other one, I saw Jesus. And we wanted to even make a tent so we could dwell there.
在写这封信的彼得呢，他自己这样说，他说我可以夸口的哈，我亲自见了耶稣的容貌。
I was a
荣耀的容貌，我可以成为见证人，甚至在那里呢有律法先知的代表跟他在一起，我可以跟你做见证的。但是彼得不是以这个为重点，他说还有一件事情很重要。
Prophecy is more sure than being an eyewitness.
他提到说那圣先知所提的比我的亲眼看见耶稣的荣耀更切实，你们要注意。
God would prophesy against countries in the Old Testament, and just like he said, that's how they would be destroyed.
旧约里面卷卷都在证明，都在预告，就像洪水一样会有一个结束，而且是用火烧的。
Because said, I am a God that never changes.
因为神说我是不改变的。
And when I say it,
如果神说了，就一定做。
Today we live in an age when people are trying to sort of bring it down. You know, God loves us too much. And there are those that when they have to face this sinful nature and they want to serve, they want to love God and they find out they can't seem to get over these things. So what do they tell us today?
在这个生活当中我们常常有这样的挣扎哈。我们一方面相信说神是公义的没有错，可是呢我们也知道说神很爱我们，所以我们宁可说服自己说我这些软弱，我这些做不到的，一再一再挣扎的，神的爱一定可以帮我掩盖。
He says in the word that listen, you can sin. Sin is just part of us. We love God, we serve him, but we have to sin every day.
很多人把罪这样子来看的，我们天天都会犯罪，不犯罪哪可能呢？所以就把这个当作是一个人正常人的一个自然性，以至于就把它淡化了。
My friend, God hates sin.
记得哈，上次牧师讲犯罪就是没有听按照神的话去做。我告诉你，神一样到今天憎恶罪。
Down through this age of grace, He does not accept us being disobedient to him.
没错，我们有无比的恩典，够用的恩典，丰富的恩典。
He doesn't pat us on the back and say,
可是对于罪，神一点也不能接受。
I know you're human. He said it one time when he was here. But he knows that his work is divine. He knows that he can reach down and change our lives.
这说这句话的彼得呢，他自己本身经历。
And lift us up to live to be different people. And we do not have to sin in word, thought, and deed every day.
说这句话的彼得呢，跟我们一样，他有跟我们一样有失败，我们有软弱。他呢，他知道他可以同情我们的，但是他也告诉我们说，神对于这个罪是绝对不能妥协跟容许的。
Since I have been home and by myself a lot and I think a lot,
我在家的时间比较多了，然后呢我就思考很多。
With all manner of thoughts against people.
当我在思考很多的时候呢， 这个魔鬼就用这个思想方面来试探我。
Because sometimes people do things that hurt you.
那些以前伤害过我的人浮现上来了。
In my missionary work and in my preaching work,
在我的宣教的历程当中，
people said things and did things that were hard.
在我牧会或者是传讲当中，我常常也会被攻击，那些就浮现上来了。
But I determined in my heart.
但是我立我的心志。
That I'm getting to heaven.
我的目的就是要那个盼望，新天新地，我要跟主在一起，永远在一起。
I say to that.Satan, get behind me. I'll say, Lord, you know that's not my fault.
所以我就会跟撒旦魔鬼斥责说你退
货吧。I love them.
我不愿意这样想。
Lord, you help me to love them more.
那我爱神，神也爱那些伤害我的人，更爱他们。
We can sin, and I can, you know, you can go and there's somebody. They used to push me into things when I first started becoming a Christian.
You mean this kind of temptation, right?
People themselves can push you into it.
Oh, to push by the
to make you dishonest.
Okay, 好，我们知道在我们的生活的环境当中呢，我们常常啊会有这个四周围来的压力，以至于我们会掉入那个啊试探，或者是掉入最终。
When I was probably 16, I was working in a little what they used to call 5 and 10 cent store.
十六岁的时候呢，啊那个时候我在打工哈，这个。那个时候不是一块钱，是五六 cent 哈，五六 cent 是分哈，五六分的这样的商店。
And I remember one day I thought, oh, I want, I forget what kind of candy it was. I used to love candy. But anyway,
那以前很喜欢吃糖。
So I went and my friend was dipping it out.
那我就 your friend is working there.
Yeah.
Okay. 那我的朋友在那里工作，所以我就希望我的朋友拿几个给我。
Say I asked for a quarter of a pound or half a pound.She began to fill that up.
哦，他想要去买，然后那个朋友呢，就给他比他买的还多。
And she said, and I must have said something. She said, yeah.
啊，我就听见我没有买那么多。我十六岁，他是我的朋友。
How do I hurt my friend and say no?
那我要跟他说不要再装了，我还觉得很不好意思呢，好像会伤害他一样。所以这个当中呢，魔鬼就这样试探我。
Where if I took it, I was being as dishonest.
如果我接受他的好意，我是不诚实。
Well, I took it.
啊，如果我不接受好意，我伤害他，所以我就把他拿了。
But God saw it.
神知道。
He began to talk to my heart.
所以他就对我的心里面开始来告诉我了。
I had to go to the supervisor.
所以我需要回去。
And tell her.
能够。对那个店里面的啊，这个负责的人，然后我可能还要付那些钱。
But I've been in many of those places where people sort of push you in.
类似这样的，我们常常也会被这样子就推进去了。
You don't want to hurt them.
因为我们不好意思，不好表白。
But thank God I've learned through many many years that I'm not going to let anybody push me in.
长久以来，我一次一次的历练，一次一次的老练，我不再让人来影响我了。
I have gone back and taken things that I took.
如果我拿了，我就要回去道歉。
Why? Because I wasn't taught that you can sin. I was taught that you obeyed God.
为什么我对这个那么敏感？因为我从我的教会背景教导我，就像圣经教的说，我们不能犯罪，不能抵挡神，所以我一直要持守我的这个公义正直。
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not divorce and marry another woman.
耶稣不是这样说过吗？就圣经里的话很清楚的。什么叫奸淫？讲得很清楚的。
You just picture churches and they say, "Oh, it's all right."
那现在我们是怎么样？我们是用我们希望找到一个教会符合我们的想法的。
It's going to last forever.
但是只要是神的话讲呢，就是永远的、不变的。那不是在于你怎么解释这个话。
They say it's all right to be homosexual.
甚至有人认为认同哈，有些教会认同同性恋。那这个不是这样说的。
Not be able to reach me. Listen, my friends.
这个地步的话，我们就真的是没有办法。
I don't care what our status.
靠近神了。
We can be rich, we can be poor.
我不管你的背景如何，
we can be very,
是富也好，是贫也好，是很有学问也好，或者是我们有一点糊涂也好。
God's word is so plain.
神的话
he doesn't beat around
非常清楚，他不会在里面绕圈子的。
He comes out and says what he means.
他只要说的就是这样子，不用再任何的疑惑或解释。
Why does he do this? Why doesn't he let us sin?
有时候我们很希望神对我们、有一个交代哈，连这个我们犯错都说神啊，你为什么容许我犯错？
Because he has prepared a place.Where he's going to take his children because he wanted children and he wanted those that are pure and without spot and without blemish.
在、亚当夏娃犯罪之后，我们受罪的遗害之后，神用一个方法
so he allows man to go through life.
让他的儿女借着这个人生把他的杂质罪的这个杂质呢都要把它炼尽
making their choices.
因为他要、
like、Adam and Eve.
他要这些因为亚当夏娃跟他们一样这样常常做错决定的人能够经过这个历练各种方法成为像纯净的金子一样他那么甘心的在心里面是非常纯净的
no lustful thoughts,
里面一点都没有情欲
no lusting after flesh,
一点都没有肉体
no lusting after money,
一点肉体的这个浪漫
lusting after position,
一点都不会对这个钱也好地位也好名声也好
he can take that out of us.
因为他可以帮我们做这件事情
Thank the Lord.
刚才他有一点我可能没有翻到、
so、
彼得讲这些话的之后呢他知道这个意思然后他也确定神可以帮他做也神可以帮我们做
Now he tells us that in this day scoffers shall come
那在这个时代的环境里面你要知道会有一些讥笑嘲笑信仰的人
He tells us in 2 Peter 3 Knowing this first That scoffers will come in the last days Walking according to their own lust And saying Where is the promise of his coming For since the fathers fell asleep All things continue As they were from the beginning of creation.
或许我们可以把、圣经放在彼得后书三章哈，这里三章跟、三章的三跟第四节，在这里彼得说第一要紧的，如果你去看彼得书信里面有很多最重要的第一要紧的，就是你不要忘记哈，他说到末世的时候有好讥笑的人，怎么讥笑呢？就是。哪里呀、啊、都一样嘛从那么多久了都是一样嘛神的话没有应验嘛
But most of those actually probably doesn't believe in God doesn't believe in creation
这些嘲笑的人
doesn't believe in the flood
这些嘲笑的人呢他们可能对于这个神造天地挪亚这个方舟的事情都已经都忘记了或者是根本就不相信
This is what hurt me with the Chinese people
对于中国的、弟兄姐妹或中国人我心里面 很痛心的是什么呢
Because you've been taught that there's no creation, it's evolution.
因为我们有一个背景就是说我们不认为
You were taught from the time of the Revolutionary War until now that there's no God.、
我想这个进化论是全世界的一个学说的教导哈连哪里都一样但是的重点在于没有神这是我们的背景所以对我们很难非常难去相信有一位神
And now we come along telling you about Jesus.
那连神都很难认识了还能够认识这一位很奇妙很神奇的耶稣吗
And he sounds good I like him His teachings in the Bible
当然耶稣的教导很好
His miracles were great.
他的神迹哇，很神奇。
But to believe, truly believe, you can accept those truths.
但是你真的要接受他成为真实的，相信这些是真实的，可能还差一段距离。
But unless we have a deep faith in God,
除非你跟神的关系有个很深的信任，还有借着耶稣基督圣灵的全能来帮助我们。
Very fragile.
是这个信仰如果没有这样是很脆弱的
long, we're sort of drifting.
那我们慢慢的如果没有这种根基的话慢慢就会漂浮走
了 Anyway,
那我今天的重点是说我们如今活在这个世代我们该怎么样成为怎么样的人怎么样度日
We see that in the last days,
在末后的时候
Christians should have an attitude of commitment.
那第四章来到前书，现在来到彼得前书第四章的第一、第二节，这里说呢，我们要有心智，什么心智？要有肉身受苦的心智，跟耶稣学这个心智，也就是说，不管怎么样，我委身在我的信仰上面。
In 1 Peter 4, it tells us, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind of Christ. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." There he is no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of man, but to the will of God. See, this is what we should
do. Okay, 彼得前书的第四章第一跟第二节，这里告诉我们，基督既在肉身受苦，这位降生的耶稣基督受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，做一个武器来保护我们自己，因为肉身受苦的已经与罪断绝了，这是好消息哈，因为罪是不能被接受的。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。所以你要有一个真正的那种委身，即使经过受苦，那个爱还是在那里。
I love the Lord, but I tell you one thing: I fear not listening to His word.
那当然我爱主，但是我告诉你哈 ，You fear not.
I fear if I don't listen to that.
我爱他，可是我对他是有一个畏惧的心的。对，如果我没有按他的话做，我心里面是存畏惧的。即使我很爱他，他也很爱我。
I love my parents.
我也爱我的父母亲。
But I feared when they said do this, not to do it.
那。对于爱我的父母亲的背后还有一个尊敬跟尊重，他说我叫我不要这样或要这样，我一定听话。
So today we live with a commitment that I love God, I love Jesus, they have forgiven my sins, I will trust them, I will obey him.
特别是在这个时代，在这个末世的时代，我们给自己好像定了一个锚一样，在那里说不管怎么样我一定要顺服他，听他的话，不然的话就会这样摇摆哈。
Christians should live with an attitude of wisdom.
那我们的生活的态度里面需要智慧。
You mean worldly wisdom?
不是世上的智慧。
Wisdom to make it find power, wisdom to have money, wisdom to have position, wisdom to manipulate people,
让自己享受的名利、
The wisdom that God said we should have.
或者是去侵犯别人。去伤害别人。
1 Peter 4 For the time past of our life may suffer us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. We lived in sin. We walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, reveling, banqueting, and the abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them, and into the same excess of rioting.Speaking evil of you, who shall give account of him that is ready to judge the quick and dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also, that they that are dead, that they may be judged according to man in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit.
彼得前书第四章三到六节这样说哈，他说过去我们跟一般的人一样，我们里面有邪淫，有恶欲，也有醉酒，就是不能控制，有荒宴，有群淫，而且还拜偶像，而且呢，很多很多的事情都是放荡无度。还但是信主了之后，我们发现四周围那些人呢，会毁谤我们，会嘲笑我们。但是不要忘记，我们是那个曾经该死的，我们被审判后，我们有的这个福音传给我们，我们神让我们灵性再活过来，所以。彼得一直提醒不要忘记
We need godly wisdom.
我们需要这种智慧，就是要有一个分别智慧，就是你能够分辨
Where do we get godly wisdom?
你哪里来这个天上的智慧，你要分辨左右，分辨善恶。
Run around busy all the time?
No. 如果你很忙没时间分辨。
Cares of life drag us down.
太忧虑负担你心里面的需要，你的肉体各方面的需要，你也没有办法分辨。
We must have pleasure today.
那如果我们在意这些外表的这些娱乐，
We find it in God's word.
你需要从神的话语去得着这个智慧来分辨。
And that's why the word of God said, "Search after him."
那就是为什么神说来寻求我，来寻求我。
Not from man, but from God.
啊，不要从人的方面去寻求，从神的方面去寻求。
Open your heart to the word of God.
你的心要敞开，对神的话有一个接受的一个信心的敞开，接受它。
Sometimes it's hard, let me tell you.
有时候呢，它不是很好听的，不是很容易的。
I read some things and I know that God's speaking. I want to close the Bible.
有时候我看到一个地方说，哎呦，我有这个问题，我很想把它关起来，就不要看了。
But we have to face God.
但是问题是，你关起来以后，你还是要面对神。记得神是从来不接受罪的。所以呢，刚才他讲过，第一个啊，兵器就是你要有一个受苦的意志，有一个持守住的尾声。现在是你需要在神的话语里面收集存着更多神的话语的智慧。
And saw the thousands of prophecies he put in his word.
啊，神借着这个先知已经给我们很多资讯了，就像你现在收集很多资讯。
You will not have one question about the end time.
所以对于这个末世会结束，像挪亚时代会结束，这个没有让我们好疑惑的了。你可以去看圣经的印证。
Then we really realize that we have to live in a day of serious prayer.
那现在这个世代，彼得说很重要的就是你要警醒祷告，跟神常常讲话。
Peter said, "But the end of all things is at hand."
已经结局快到了。
Be ye therefore sober.
所以呢，谨慎自守。
And watch.On to prayer.
警醒的祷告，把每一件事情、每一个想法跟神说。
The word of God said, "Pray without ceasing."
而且呢，圣经还说你要不住的祷告。
Is this just words got to be on
your
knees all the time? No.
难道我常常就是要跟神说话吗
？But as you walk along,
意思是说，即使你在走路
，When the problems come, you just lift your heart and begin to talk to the Lord.
你有一个冲击来了，马上就跟主说。
你
要跟你自己说，那有时候你该感谢的赶快就感谢他，跟他你保持一个很紧的联系，然后你就可以认识到他的声音要跟你讲什么。
children and family that doesn't know God?
你们家里面有没有一些相关的人还不认识神呢？
One time, not long ago, someone was predicting that Jesus was coming on a certain day.
那曾经有一个人这样子发错误的预言，说耶稣要什么时候哪一天来，这个圣经上不是这样讲，不要相信这个事情。但是我们却存着一个这样的心，如果真的他 就在下礼拜二来，我们除了自己立定心志以外，我们还要有一个心，有一个忧心。我的朋友呢，我的亲戚呢，我的丈夫，我的妻子，我的孩子呢，怎么办？如果他来了，我说主啊，谢谢你不让我知道你来的时日。
As a one who loves their families, you would feel like, oh God, what can we do?
如果你爱你的亲人，你一定会把这个放在心上。所以呢，这个就是你平常所谓的祷告的这样的一个心智，这样的一个兵器，常常跟神说。我们有很多的重担，就跟神说。
In the last days, Christians should live with an attitude of love.
最后的这样的一个末后的时代呢，圣经彼得说很重要的，切实的彼此相爱。
I never want to lower the privilege of love. Love is the greatest. It's the greatest.
爱是很高尚的，爱是一个神给我们的一个很大的一个权益。
But let me tell you, the sinful heart.
但是人的这个罪的缘故
doesn't know what love.
不知道什么叫做爱。
I can testify.
我们把那个爱的那个想法还有内容扭曲了。
But a child of God understands the peace that passes understanding.
一个神的儿女，你里面有一个非常平安的心，一个信靠神的心。
But he didn't say just love him. He said love one another.
知道说什么叫做爱神。
He said that's how we'll know.
而且
that we're disciples.
也相信耶稣说，其次就是再来就是要彼此相爱。爱神跟爱人是在一起的。当然有时候你是不喜欢那个人的特性， 但是你要想到，如果没有学习彼此相爱，以后在天上见面怎么办？
You're not.
那永远的耶，现在还是一段
晚时间，
永远的耶。
You don't want trouble in heaven.
神不会希望天上是有不和睦的事情。
We need to love one another.
所以在现在学习怎么样？即使你不喜欢，你爱对方。
We need to just accept people for what they are.
那对于那个不喜欢的部分，你可以用接受、接纳跟包容来对待对方。
We must recognize that we're all very different.
那个之所以不喜欢，是因为我们不一样，很多是我们不一样。
Our thinking is very different.
我们的想法也不一样。
Our backgrounds are very different.
我的背景也非常不一样。
And when somebody doesn't like us or does what we think,Something rises up in our heart.
所以那个不喜欢是怎么被惹起的？是因为对方跟我们很多不一样的时候，没有按照你的想法的时候，你就
舒服了。You said, "You don't know how they hurt me. Do you know how they hurt him on the cross?"
或许你说，可是他们很伤害我，也很
非常的不好受。And before he went, they beat his back raw.
那耶稣，我们在十字架上为我们所承受的是什么呢？鞭伤。
And yet on the cross, he was able to say, "Father, forgive them."
凌辱。但是最后耶稣说父啊饶恕他们
you say he was God, but he was human.
你说他是神啊做得到我做不到啊可是不要忘记他道成肉身圣诞节就是道成肉身的主
he felt the nails in his hands.
他的这个钉痕是会痛的
he could have called down legions of angels.
他即使可以拆下千万的天使来救他
But he so loved the world.
但是他爱这个世界的人呢、啊，他爱我们呢、啊。
Knowing that this is the way that God had for man to live forever.
他知道天父的心意只有这个方法，只有留在十字架上让断气，才可以把我们这一群一直在得罪神的人可以救出来。
We've lived narrow lives many times.
有时候我们的生活非常狭隘。
So we really feel that.Everybody should sort of be like us.
所以我们有一个想法，有一个非常主观的想法。
And everybody
大家都应该我跟我想的一样，
should agree with what we agree
with. 应该要同意我讲的。
But that's not life.
这个不是事实。
You know what the Word of God said? Love covers a multitude of sins.
这种彼此相爱的爱是要遮盖人家的过错，遮盖人家的罪的。
就帮他演示一样。We can love them until we don't see their sin.
什么意思呢？就是说呢，你爱到个地步呢，他的错误你不会再一直看到。
We love them because God loves them, and He loves me, and He can give me the power to love them.
我用神这样爱我，为我遮盖我的过错、我的罪的这样的爱，一样的来对待我的朋友或者我的肢体。以至于我都没有去想到对方的不是在哪里。
As the day approaches, we're getting closer to Him.
我们越来跟主来的时间越近了。
Our understanding is not like scoffers. We know He's coming.
那即使人家在嘲笑你，心里面也不疑惑。
We should be looking for His.
所以不管人家怎么想，人家怎么说，你的眼睛要面对那个以后的盼望，那个。
You know, the word of God tells us there's a crown for those who look for His coming.
神预备着一个冠冕等着我们在就是在警醒，在仰望他再来的这样的人。
You see, just saying Jesus is coming back soon.
不要只有口头上说呢，耶稣会再来的。
Has become our what shall our I say that tells people I believe He's coming soon.Coming back.
只要成为一个你的说法，对耶稣的说法而已。
But for those that love and those that look for it, they're searching for it.
用什么来证明你真的是期待耶稣再来呢？那么你就要仰望，你就要非常小心的去看到这个末世的一些情况，保守你自己。
I watch all kinds of things. I watch what.Earthquakes we're having today.
我们观察到这个世代有很多的，比如说像地震。
How the sun, how the winds are blowing on the sun because it affects the earth.
那这个当中自然界的变化呢？风向着太阳，然后影响到我们地球。
I can look at those earthquakes and I can say, Yes, Lord, you said that's what's going to be.
所以当你看到这些现象的，不管什么现象、乱象的时候，你又记得提醒自己说：“主啊，我知道你快来。”
Alaska had as many as 200 earthquakes after the last big one they had.
阿拉斯加过去不知道多久以来有200多个地震，而且呢，有的是很大的，从来没有的。
All over this world, earthquakes, earthquakes.
全世界
places that they never were before.
整个地级。
So I say,
从来没有的，这个是耶稣预言过的。
That's what Jesus said.
那每一次看到这个，不是只有看一个新闻，
earthquakes.
不要只有说，哎，还好不是我们。记得提醒自己说，耶稣快再来。
It said there'll be wars and rumors of wars.
然后会有这个战争的这种传言。
And today, everywhere, it just seems like wars are popping up.
不是吗？
Or rumors of war.
好像大家蠢蠢欲动，都快要按下那个什么蛋的那个按钮哈，大家都在等着。
Whether it's in the Ukraine, whether it's Israel,
不管是在哪一个地
方 whether it's between India and China,
中东、亚洲各个地方
rumors of war.
都有这种传言。
Wars that seem there to begin, and I think to myself, "Yes, Lord, that's what you said."
所以呢，不要惊慌，只告诉自己说：“哦，主啊，你快要来了。”
You know, I want to tell you something.If it isn't Jesus coming, then you and I better be fearful that our earth something's happening.
如果不是因为我们相信耶稣要再来，那我们今天要好好的预备，而且好好的惧怕、恐惧，预备说怎么面对这个乱象呢？
The earth has been sinking. People going in.
那这些
sinkholes all over the world, not one place.
全世界哦，那如果说只有一个国家某个地方，我们可能当作奇景。在全世界到处都有那个地陷，突然间陷下一个洞，人还有车子被埋进去。
The last one is in Philadelphia.
在啊，费城是吧？
Rome had one in their city that could hold six cars where it fell.
六部车就这样，因为地陷就掉下去了。
And I could tell you many other things. I say yes, Lord.
所以每一次就告诉自己说：“主啊，我知道你快再来了。
It won't be long.
不会太久了。
And you know they're coming just like he said, like birth pains.
耶稣说这个这样的情况就像啊妇女要生孩子的那个阵痛一样。
Used to they had earthquakes, but they're just little earthquakes.
我们知道偶尔会听说啊哪里有一个地震。
Two point something, one point something. Now they're six and seven.
轻度的，但是现在呢一来就是六七度，都是重度的。
And the frequency of them, it's like birth pains.
就像那个
all these things are beginning to come together.
生产的阵痛，本来一大段时间，慢慢就越来越密集，越来越密集，越剧烈。
It's up to you.
听了这些，你自己要做一个决定。
It's your life.
是你的人生，终局是你的终局。
Eternity.
永生的盼望，你有没有？
And God knows.Everything.
神所有你的人生经过，神都知道。
And in His tremendous love, He has given us four periods of life to face our sins.
那神的爱以至于从旧约到新约，他给我们多少的过程，就是为了要让我们可以跟罪灭绝，跟他永恒的在一起。经过四个阶段。
I trust because I love you all.
我实在是很爱弟兄姐妹们。
Sometimes I'm very, very burdened at home.
有时候我在心里面为你们祷告的时候，心里面重担很大。我非常的心里面的重担很大。
I don't want to preach to you and others preach you Sunday after Sunday.
我真不想这样，每一次来都要盯你这个事情。
And ease without knowing.
但是我不希望你们不被提醒，我不希望你们。无知的在过日子。
And you see where it says in the Bible, Jesus is coming quickly. That word isn't quickly. It didn't mean he's coming fast. That because it's been 2,000 years since he said that. In the Hebrew, it means I'm coming suddenly.
当我们说耶稣快再来的时候，
no, no,
no. 那些讥笑人在笑什么呢？笑说那么久了都没来，好像到底多久会来？但是不是这个意思？希伯来文里面这个。耶稣快在那个快的意思是突然间来。
Jesus said,
耶稣这样说
when he looked at his disciples, I go to prepare a place for you.
他 说我去为你们预备地方。
And where I am, you shall be also.
我住在哪里，
in my father's
house. 你们就要跟我一样住在父的家里。我怎么住，你们就怎么住。
It's really our choice.
这个是我们的未来的一个盼望。
Let's bow our heads.
我们一起来祷告。
Holy Spirit,
亲爱的圣灵，
all the words that I have spoken can do
nothing
unless you take it home to the house.
那求你把它放在我们的心中。
I realize I'm not great.
我知道我说的没有什么好听。
I have no power.
我也没有能力。
But oh, but the Holy Spirit has tremendous power.
但是我知道圣灵可以做奇妙的全能的工作。
You have that power to speak to the hearts of people because you love them.
你有那个全能可以给我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
I pray for my people, Lord.
因为你太爱我们。
There are those who love you with all their heart and waiting for you. But there's others that's living carelessly, Lord. They're not living carefully. They're not living with the wisdom of God in their lives.
没有活在警醒的态度里面，没有活在你的智慧的这样的生活当中的人。
Wisdom of man, yes. Oh, Father. Sometimes I think we're such a prayerless people.But in the last days, he said, we must be very mindful to keep praying.
我知道你告诉我们，提醒我们要警醒的祷告。
So this morning, Lord, I give you this group of people.
我们特别把这一群弟兄姐妹恭敬的交在你的手中。
I believe my heart and my hands.
我的心，我手所做的。
And ask you to speak to them.
求你来坚立，求你让他成为大家的心里面的。
Amen. You know, I'm not going to ask you to come and pray now.
我不会想要你到前面来祷告。
For sometimes we come out of emotion.
有时候我们因着情绪的激动，我们来到前面来祷告。
But what I'm going to ask you as a people.
但是我要请你们做这件事情。
Is begin to search for.
好不好？常常现在开始寻求神。
You search for me, I will.
因为神应许，只要你寻求我，必寻见。这是神说的话。
We don't glide into heaven, children.
我们不是这样子就这样滑上天去
了。He said we're in a battle.
我们是在这个征战里面。
We need.
在度日，我们需要主的。
God bless you. I love you.
跟帮助，爱你们。
Come back next week. They don't all preach like me.
那下个礼拜就不会听这种道了。
Most of them give you a little comfort.
那我知道，其他讲员。比较鼓励我们，那我是激动你们。
I cannot.
但是神托付我的就是要激动你们。
She'll say to me sometimes, "Are you going to preach on prophecy again?"
每一次他要在讲的时候，我就说：“你又要讲先知预言吗？”
That's one of my tempters.
他说我就是那个撒旦用的工具。
And I said, "I can't help it."
但是呢，我必须要忠于神的托付。
God put it in my heart.
神把这个放在我的心里面，只要我有机会可以开口讲，我就要讲，一直到我不能讲的时候。或许你不会再听太多次了。我昨天呢，我认定说我可能来不了，突然间晕眩，病了，非常痛。但是我也学到一点，那我也知道有时候魔鬼就是借着这个机会要来让我拒绝不要来。但是我就跟你说，主啊，如果你容许我就要去。所以感谢主，今天他又再